We turn our focus to Eli Manning, who was named the co-winner of the NFL's Walter Payton Man of the Year Award with Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald. And to get into more about Eli Manning's charity work, we are now joined by Bob Garrett, the co-CEO of Hackensack Meridian Health. He has worked closely with Eli Manning, as Manning is tied into the Hackensack University Medical Center Tackle Kids Cancer Initiative. And Bob is right now on the line with us. Bob, Lance Medow, Paul Dottino here with you on Giants.com, Big Blue Kickoff Live. We greatly appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lance and Paul.
Well, Bob, let's start off. I believe you were at the NFL Honors Ceremony in Houston when Eli Manning did receive notice that he was going to be the co-winner of the award. Given that you've worked so closely with him over the last few years, what was your reaction when Eli Manning was finally recognized for all of his charity work?
I was just thrilled. Our entire team was thrilled when we heard Eli was given this award. You know, what he has done on behalf of Tackle Kids Cancer, the program, the difference he's made with these kids, with their families, has been just extraordinary. So when we actually, you know, heard the award being announced and him winning, It was just an absolute thrill. You know, I've said to people that you can tell if somebody is real and somebody's not in what they're doing, and Eli is as real as they come. You know, I've watched him over the years. We've worked closely with him. The way he interacts with kids in the hospital who have cancer and cancer-related diseases with their families is extraordinary. I mean, he's a guy that doesn't want the cameras on him, doesn't want the microphones in the room. He wants to make those connections. Where he has the cameras on him and the microphone on him are events where he's helped us raise money for Tackle Kids Cancer. And with his help, in just a little bit over a year, we've been able to raise $4 million that'll go toward pediatric cancer research. So it was just an absolute thrill. I had a couple of my colleagues there, along with a couple of our colleagues at the New York Giants, and I would say for the difference it's going to make for the kids, the families, and the world, it's more important than any Super Bowl victory. I mean, this was huge.
Bob, I so often try to tell people on our program when the fans tune in about what Eli Manning does for those families and for those afflicted. I mean, I've seen it here at the Giants facility time and time and time again, just what he does coming off the practice field. You have the opportunity to see him in street clothes when he's going to these events on his own time away from the facility where, as you say, there are no cameras, there are no microphones, only at fundraising events. Could you share perhaps a story or two or give us an idea of what a visit like that does for a family, for a child, when Eli Manning walks down the hall of a hospital or walks into the room of a child and just lights that place up because, after all, he is Eli Manning?
I mean, I can definitely, you know, share my experience and what I've observed with Eli. First of all, when he walks into to a room with the child who has had cancer, who might have a bald head and it just hadn't gone through some treatment, not feeling well, in the hospital bed with their caregivers, with the families around, Eli walking in the room is like, it's just like magic. The energy that's in the room is amazing. You see an instant connection. He makes immediate eye contact. There's no pretense about him. What I love is that, you know, he devotes time to the families too, and
sure.
You know when they come out of the room, it's not just the kids that are lit up and are seeing, you know, one of their idols actually talk to them and make them feel good about themselves, feel good about how they're fighting their cancer, giving them the inspiration to move forward. But honestly, the families too, and you know, half the battle is you know, the entire family getting together and doing this together as a team. And of course, Eli knows all about team and teamwork, so he devotes a lot of time to the families because he recognizes that they're part of this team in fighting cancer. And then at public events, you know, it's just that same genuine genuineness is there. People want to give money. I mean, he issued a challenge. It was called Eli's Challenge as part of Tackle Kids Cancer. He volunteered to quarterback that initiative. He embraced it with a passion. He matched $100,000 for every $100,000 that's raised on the grassroots level. And so far, just since that challenge was issued, which is just a few months old, over $135,000 has just been raised from grassroots efforts. Those could include high schools, middle schools, elementary schools doing fundraising, fire departments, police departments, Boy Scout, Brownie troops. They do bake sales. They do car washes. He's come to schools, to the classes. There's corporate events. There's triathlons, golf tournaments. You name it. He's been involved in a lot of that. There's been a lot of grassroots efforts here. We're certainly very, very pleased with the corporate and the sports partnerships that have supported Tackle Kids Cancer. But when you see that kind of effort at the grassroots level, $5 raised here and $10 raised there and $20 raised there, and Eli quarterbacking this, no pun intended, but he quarterbacking this initiative has made all the difference in the world.
Talking with Bob Garrett, the co-CEO of Hackensack Meridian Health, discussing Eli Manning's work with Hackensack University Medical Center Tackle Kids Cancer Initiative. And Bob, what you just alluded to me speaks volumes of when you have a partnership with a quarterback who is a household name as well as an organization like the New York Giants. I mean, it can really take the whole charity work to whole other levels. And I'm curious, since you've partnered with Eli Manning and the Giants, what has that done for Hackensack University Medical Center?
Well, it's done two things on the awareness side, because of Eli's, being a high profile person and really drawing attention to Tackle Kids Cancer and the need for pediatric cancer research dollars to come in. It's really put Hackensack or helped to put Hackensack further on that national and international map. As a matter of fact, we've received donations for Tackle Kids Cancer from all 50 states, from 7 foreign countries.
Wow.
And I think we're up to over 7,000 individual donations. Now Hackensack has a great name, a great reputation, but that wouldn't have been possible without the notoriety, the realness that Eli Manning brings to the table. So I think that's made just an incredible difference. And as I said before, in total we've raised over $4 million with Eli's help. And in terms of the research, and I think that's really important also for your audience to know about. I mean, the research is important because only 4% of all federal cancer funding is designated for pediatric cancer research. So 96% is going for adult research. And that's great because, there's a lot of adult cancers that are afflicting our society that are very important. But only 4% are going to pediatric cancer research. So spreading that awareness and trying to get more dollars raised toward pediatric cancer research is really important because 20% of all pediatric cancers are still without a cure. And even the 80% that are cured have chronic issues that they're dealing with most of their lives. I mean, they have both physical and psychological and social kinds of issues that they're dealing with. So the money that's being raised, 100%, is either going toward the research or going toward the survivors of pediatric cancer and making sure that their lives are not only a healthy one but a full life.
Is there a particular initiative, Bob, that's on tap now that maybe you have an event coming up in the off season, or a specific item of research, or maybe a facilities type of thing that you guys are making a push for right now that we should know about?
Yeah, well, we are planning on some additional fundraising events. We have some great partners like the New York Giants that are helping us with these events. We also have some corporate partners like Modell Sporting Goods, ShopRite, Pepsi, and Aquafina, where sales part of the sales of some of those products are going toward tackle kids' cancer. We are going to be planning some additional events with Eli now that he has won the Man of the Year award. We're also we've also partnered with Madison Square Garden and the Garden of Dreams Foundation.
Wow.
Which is also big because that gets us into that New York audience. And, you know, if you think about it, you know, Madison Square Garden in some ways is the epicenter of the sports and entertainment world. And, you know, so we're happy to partner with iconic properties of the Garden like the Knicks and the Liberty and Radio City and MSG Entertainment. And we're hoping that, you know, that you know, Eli, you know, through his continuing involvement with Tackle Kids Cancer will help us on all of these events, whether we have an event at Madison Square Garden or at MetLife Stadium or at a Modell's sporting goods store. I think, you know, Eli's presence and his appearance is will be huge going forward.
Well, Bob, I hope he's busy during the next Super Bowl, so don't count on him for that, okay?
Absolutely. And I have to say one thing is, you know, when I was with him at the NFL Honors, I had the privilege of having a photo taken with him on the red carpet. And, you know, I'm only like about 5 foot nine and a half. So the photo was posted on Instagram. And, you know, Eli being as tall as he is, he towered over me. So there were a few comments along those lines. But you know what? I'll take my picture with him anytime for Tackle Kids Cancer.
Well, Bob, I can relate to you as well. I'm in that barometer, so it's okay. You have numbers in that department.
Yes.
In terms of the recognition that Eli Manning has received for this award, and, you know another side of Eli Manning that maybe the fans don't, you know, the diehards who support the New York Giants. And when you look at coverage of the National Football League, Bob, you know, how important is it for a player like Eli Manning to finally get some recognition and for stories to be highlighting what some of these players do in their time off as opposed to really what they do from an X's and O's standpoint?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, you know, you think about our society today, and you know, sometimes whether it's the NFL or other sports figures, and you hear some unfortunate stories that come out, you know, almost on a daily basis. It's great to see somebody like Eli, who has such a great work ethic and such great values on the field and off the field, to be a real role model. And you know, him winning this award, you know, gives him that extra notoriety that, you know, I think young people throughout our society, throughout the country, can really look up to and say, "Wow, that's, you know, that's who I aspire to be. That's what sports should be all about." I think, you know, when you're in the public eye, you know, you have a responsibility, you know, to do your job well, but your job goes beyond, and in this case goes beyond, you know, what you do on the field. It's how you conduct yourself. And but I tell you what, the NFL could not have a better role model than Eli Manning.
Yeah. Absolutely. Bob Garrett, the co-CEO of Hackensack Meridian Health, kind enough to join us here on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Bob, before we let you go, if Giants fans or anybody watching this program wants to help out with respect to tackling kids' cancer, where can they go for more information? What type of contact info should they look for?
So we have a website. They can go to tacklekidscancer.org, and they can either donate directly or they can join the cause and get some information.
Well, Bob, we greatly appreciate the time and the insight. Congratulations on your support with Eli Manning, and best of luck with this initiative moving forward.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you for having me.